Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpucha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest is red hot for the Messiah. His name is John Waller. I'm sure you're familiar with him if you saw the movie Fireproof, because the theme music from that movie was a song that he wrote, and the song was called While I'm Waiting. John, tell me a couple of those words, a couple lines from that song.
I'm waiting on you, Lord, and I am hopeful. I'm waiting on you, Lord, though it is painful. And I think people understand that waiting is painful. It can be.
And you went through that pain, but I'm also reminded of the pain you went through for over 20 years. You were on four medications because you had depression in the worst form, and it came about, I believe, and I want you to comment on this, because there were word curses. Tell me about that.
It started with just a simple phrase, he's got it. And I heard those words spoken, and I thought, yeah, I do have it.
And then the doctor did it over you, too.
Absolutely. And in 30 minutes' time, he, you know, had to have been a genius, I guess, to diagnose me that quick.
How old were you then?
I was 12 years old, Sid. I was only...
Oh, what a... I mean, they're giving you drugs and diagnosed at 12 years old, and that was a curse. I have to believe that's why you emphasize the blessings so much in your music.
Well, I understood what the power of words spoken over me. I understood that because I knew that after the Lord delivered me, it was because of a word spoken over me, which, like you said, a curse. And so I began to study blessing, and I had to go back to the Old Testament and see where blessing began and how Jewish fathers would bless their children and the blessing over the son, you know, the right hand on the head. And so I began to study blessing, and I began to implement this in my own life and over my children.
And your family's important to you. As a matter of fact, you're one of the few guests, I have had others, but one of the few guests that when you're coming to my television shoot, you wanted to bring you not just your wife, but your children too. And how young is your youngest?
My youngest is 2 years old.
Now, wouldn't it have been easier for you to just leave the two-year-old? Why are you bringing them?
Well, we love them, and we love to be around them, but... sometimes it's hard to find babysitters too.
Oh, okay. But tell me about the blessings. What you understand? Why it is so important? Do you bless your children?
I bless them every day, every night before they go to bed, and I bless my sons a specific way. And of course, I bless them with the Aaronic benediction. May the Lord bless you. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will keep you and make His face shine upon you. And, you know, and what I understand is that, you know, the Bible says the life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it eat its fruit. So we can literally give life through words, and we can literally take it away. And if you don't understand blessing, you certainly understand what it's like to have some negative words spoken over you and how deep that can cut. Well, how much more words of God that have life and the power, eternal power, to bring life when they're spoken over someone?
And I'm told that when people listen to your music or hear how you were set free, there is such a power that people that have depression, that are bipolar, and many other conditions, they're literally set free.
Amen. Absolutely. And here's why. Because in Revelation, it says that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Messiah, and by the word of their testimony. It is in the power of a testimony. It's not, you know, how elaborate it is. It's the fact that it's my testimony. It's what happened to me. It's how God delivered me. And when I declare that, you know, there's a power that is released to do the same thing for God, you know, for someone. And God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't love me more than He loves your audience who's listening right now.
And you were telling me on yesterday's broadcast that just this Aaronic Benediction, which you sing. And by the way, we're making his three CDs available, and I'm listening to it all the time. As for me in my house, that's his brand new one. And then the second is While I'm Waiting, and the third is, you're familiar with the movie Fireproof? Well, the soundtrack sampler, of which it has the theme song, which is written by John Waller, and you're going to love that theme music, and you're going to love the anointing on these other two CDs. We're making them all available for a gift of $30. Tell me how, beyond the Aaronic Benediction, give me an example how you bless your son.
Well, I bless my sons.
Do it, actually.
May the Lord make you as Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of your past and having a fruitful future. And with my daughters, may the Lord make you like Sarah and Rebecca, like Rachel and Leah, all who established the house of Israel. God used these women to establish the house of Israel. In other words, may the Lord use you to establish his kingdom here on the earth.
Tell me a couple of specific cases of testimonies you've heard of people that have been set free from listening to your music or your testimony.
Well, there was a young man who he had never been blessed before. My wife and I were at a marriage retreat, and I sang this blessing, this bless us and keep us, which includes all three of those blessings that we've talked about in one song. So I'm singing it over these men, and he comes up to me later and says he had a vision of God taking a huge eraser and erasing pornographic images from his mind. And he was set free and delivered from pornography in that moment. A young woman came up to me and said, he was 18 years old, and said, a year ago, I had an abortion, and I had been hurting so bad on the inside. And she said, when you were singing this blessing over me, I saw Jesus holding my baby, and I wept, and the Lord healed my heart.
What is your heart's desire to be accomplished through your music? I mean, at one time, you wanted to be a Christian superstar. Your motivation was wrong. What's your true motivation now?
I just want people to be set free the way I am free. You know, freely we receive, freely we give. And I'm only taking what I've freely received from the Lord, putting it to music the way I, you know, just with the gift that he's given me, and sending it out, knowing that it's going to accomplish the same thing that it accomplished for me. Those truths set me free.
Now, you were with a very substantial record company, and you asked to be released from your contract. Why?
Because when I was in that relationship, I constantly found myself writing songs to try to be accepted, to try to please man, to try to get a pat on the back, or and a lot of times, you know, it takes a hit radio song in this industry in order to sell records. And I felt this pressure to sell records and write hit songs. And I'm like, I can't live like this. This is not what I'm called to. And so I just knew it wasn't right for me. And so I asked, you know, would you let me out of this? And and they agreed to let me out. And there's been a freedom. I felt the freedom to go back and just do what I'm called to do, and then let the Lord be the one who distributes my music, and not depend on man.
And what do you see for your future?
You know, my son is 14 years old. He's a worship leader already. He's doing things at 14 that I never dreamed, I never did till I was 20. I see, you know, passing on to the next generation, my sons, you know, the mantle of setting people free through music. I'm going to continue to do it myself.
Well, you know, speaking of the blessing, I want you to hear John's song, Bless Us and Keep Us, but I'm going to pray over you first. It's Shabbat broadcast. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will grant you his shalom. That's his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. And so people are being healed. I hear the Spirit. But just move your head. You'll see that your neck is free in the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Us, make your face to shine upon us, raise your countenance on us, and give us peace. Lord, bless us and keep us, make your face to shine upon us, raise your countenance on us, and give us peace. Our sons, like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future. Lord, make our sons like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future. Daughters like Sarah and Rebecca, like Rachel and like Leah, who built the house of Israel. Lord, make our daughters like Sarah and Rebecca, like Rachel and like Leah, who built the house of Israel. Face to shine upon us, raise your countenance on us, and give us peace.
To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.